Headed out for a long walk? Put Carrie and Tommy in your ears. And for supportive comfort for your feet, slip on or lace up the new Skechers Go Walk Arch Fit.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon.
Well, hello for a Wednesday afternoon. How are you feeling post-birthday?
Older, Bickers.
Older. Actually, that brings me to something.
What?
You didn't comment or get outraged by what I did to you last night.
What did you do to me?
Did you not see what I did to you?
What have you done? No.
Online.
What have you
done? Did you see my Insta?
No.
I thought it was weird you hadn't commented.
What did you do?
Nothing. I just did a happy birthday message to you.
What? Oh, mate. Oh, you're a jerk. You know what's bad? And this is even old. It's a photo of me and my mate and you've said, happy 40th. You're such a jerk.
Did you not see that last night? And then I had friends DMing me going, is Tommy 40? I was like, yeah, I know.
Mate.
And then one of them who's a mutual friend of ours, Witty, sent me a message going, is Tommy 40? I said, yeah. And then he was like, he can't be. And I'm like, he is. You better send a happy 40th message.
I haven't even checked if he did. 40. This was after, anyway, we need to talk about this later in the show because this is after you took my Tinder.
Yeah.
And
messed around with your age on that.
You were writing, well, we'll talk about it later, but I saw one of the messages that just said, I'm 44 today, woohoo!
That is coming up later on the show. We will talk about that. And yes. Lee's joining us as well. He's got a pick from the past that's going to blow our little minds.
Really?
Yes.
It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You're not doing anything for your image here.
Yeah.
You say you're not 40 yet. You're eating an egg and beetroot sandwich.
Egg and salad. I had my first egg and salad sandwich maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago.
What do you mean your first ever?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do in your life?
Because why would I have had a salad sandwich?
Because just as a person in the world, you eat salad sandwiches.
No. Why? Why?
What about at school?
A salad sandwich?
Yeah, didn't mate, eat in your lunchbox?
My mum, every day I had cold sausage sandwiches. The night before, cold snags and tomato sauce.
Tomorrow we'll try Vegemite on toast.
I've had that, thanks. Do we want to talk about backpacks?
You do.
Well, I think we've both got views.
No, I do agree with you on this issue.
I recently bought a backpack for the first time. It's been a wild ride for me because I just didn't have anywhere to put all my salad sandwiches. So I thought I'd chuck them in my backpack. No, I had backpacks when I was at school.
Yep.
And then just recently, because I've been swimming more to put everything in when I go to the pool, I got a backpack.
Why did you go for a backpack, not like a rucksack around the side?
Well, I wish I had. Because I thought
gym bag, that's it.
I thought a backpack would just be something different, right? And and I put it on and I did that thing, you know, where you put your hands under the straps and you pull them forward a bit like a school kid? And I did that and I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, I'm 12. I thought, I don't think adults should be allowed to wear backpacks.
And then you wore it into work and we were like,
and then
why
I stood
are you
there
wearing that backpack?
Yeah, and I stood there and I said to you, can adults wear backpacks?
And we were just like, it's not the day for the work experience kid to come in today. We got too big a day to allow you to join us.
I'm getting paid $5 a day to be here. Have you ever looked?
The short answer is no.
Have adults, you ever said the sentence, who's that hot guy with the backpack?
No. It depends too, because I think unless you're, doing the Camino Trail, I don't think you need to be wearing
unless
a backpack.
You're backpacking.
Or going on a long hike. Sonda was saying she used to just wear around casually to the park and stuff, a backpack that if you rolled it up would roll up into a like little ball.
Why?
Like, you know, those camping ones.
When do you ever need a ball?
Well, then you can put it in another bag. You can put it in your suitcase or whatever.
Oh, then you need a backpack pack for your backpack.
I mean, you should not be at the park with a backpack that can roll into a ball.
No. No. Why did you have it?
I wear it all the time. It's a pocket pack. And so you just unwrap it. And then you put your stuff in your backpack and it's really convenient. So then you can pack it away.
I mean, they're very functional, aren't they? Compactly. Especially with kids, it allows you to have two free hands. Like for a while when Addie was a baby, instead of the traditional nappy bag, I tried a leather backpack. And it was functional, but I'm not sure I looked good wearing it.
Mm.
No.
I do.
You look good in your pocket pack.
You look good wearing
pack.
Your pocket pack.
So how big is it on your back? It's tiny, isn't it?
No, it's a decent size thing. It sort of flaps around unless it's full because it's made of that lightweight material, and then
like parachute material kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Like and has camping. It got like a turtle like, shell printed on it or something fun?
No,
it's like camping one. You know.
Right. Okay.
Like a tent material.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't. Yep. I don't think they're adult things. I mean, again, functional mum stuff is different.
Or if you're riding a bike, maybe you ride a bike to work, you'd need a backpack.
Yes.
Again, I'm not sure how it looks.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look good. 13 10 60. Can adults wear backpacks? I'd also love if someone is sitting in their car or they're listening to us and they're thinking, no way, backpacks are the hottest thing ever. I'd love to hear from you.
13,
I'd love
10, to hear the case again. The
maybe you're wearing one now.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy this afternoon and on 13, 10, 60, can adults wear backpacks?
Big questions we are tackling here on the show as you lube up Bickmore.
I just put way too much hand cream in my hand.
We did also ask if people in backpacks are hot, so.
Oh, you think they're getting saucy.
Oh, I need a backpack to put this all in.
That's so gross.
I don't judge.
We just had a whole song. Why did you do it right now? We had two. G'day, Beck.
Hello.
Do you find the sound of Carrie lubing up her hands near the microphone disgusting?
It's erotic.
Thank you, Beck. Tell me all about your backpack.
Speaking of erotic, let's talk backpacks.
Let's talk about my backpack. So I recently re-entered uni as a mature age student and saw all the 17, 18, 19-year-olds getting around with their little backpacks on, and I thought I could do it, and I couldn't. It wasn't good.
So how long did you give it?
Look, I still intermittently try it. COVID saved me for a while, but yeah, we're going back into it. So probably about a good 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
And did you notice anyone look at you strange ways?
I noticed that my husband started referring to me as Backpack Becky.
Shortly before he jumped your bones.
He couldn't deal with how good it looked, obviously.
Good on you, Beck.
You're funny, Beck.
Let's go to Paul. G'day, Paul.
G'day.
Can adults wear backpacks, Paul?
Yes, they can, Tommy. Long time with the first time caller. I'm a keen cyclist. I wear a backpack to and from work every day, and you know what? I've even got a waist strap and a chest strap on it.
and Paul, do you get a lot of wolf whistles on the way?
I can't say that I do, Tommy.
Do you know I was checking out a cyclist's calves today as they were parked in front of me on their bike at the lights? Mm-hmm. Have you got good calves, Paul?
Do I have good what, sorry?
Don't worry.
Good calves.
I'm also a cycling instructor, so I like to think I've got good calves, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, calves
because with a backpack, like, cross out the calves, do you know what I mean? Are they equal? How good have your calves got to be?
Well, the calves were distracting. I didn't even notice the backpack.
That's great.
Yeah.
Won't even have to take the backpack off. G'day, Steph.
Hi, how you going?
Great. Are you, can adults wear backpacks?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Of course they
can. Pretty succinct.
I'm nervous and it fits everything perfectly and, you know, they're stylish as well.
Are they?
Yes, they are. I just don't think you're shopping in the right places for them, to be honest.
Oh, what sort of backpack should he be wearing, Steph?
I think a nice Michael Kors one would suit him very well.
Michael Kors? Who's Michael Kors? Is that like a designer?
What else does Michael Kors make, Steph?
Perfume.
Oh, there's purses. There's perfume. There's watches.
Oh, I can get a purse, some perfume, and I can put it all in a backpack.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is exciting. The man responsible for the balls that we've been throwing at people in the office, Bickers. He's here, the one
Speak
and only,
yes.
Andy Lee.
Hey, guys. Nice to be here. No one's ever said I've had balls.
Mate, you've got...
God, I hope so.
You've got bright red balls that have been... They've hit most people in the face in the office.
Oh, jeepers. That's not good.
Of course, talking...
That's good HR management, HR problem.
It's a weird way to promote a show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just get balls in everybody's face, and it's hard to ignore.
I was quite excited when the promo arrived for The Cube, is what we're talking about, your show, the premiere tonight at 7:30, because it did have the red balls in this box, and I thought my two-year-old shoulder's going to love that. It's not often promo stuff is of use in my home, and it really was.
Well, I mean, the other thing about promo stuff is it's you look at it and go, that's going to last 2 hours as before it breaks, generally. And so I'm not sure where ours is at with regards to that. What's getting
no, they're lasting.
But, okay, good.
Your balls are still going strong.
No, your balls are looking better than ever.
So pleasing.
It's always fun when there's a new show, especially a new show that's on the network we're on just before, because it's always helpful if it boosts our ratings.
Yes.
So talk to us about this new show.
I was hoping you guys might give me the kicking lead in.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Well, no.
I'm on the project tonight.
Yes,
you are.
Which I actually spoke to the network and went, they said, it would be great for you for the first time ever to co-host the project with the guys. I was like, I think people sitting through an hour of me is tough. Why are we extending that by double the amount of time?
Mate, because this is what they do. They grab onto you and flog you to death. We're on for 3 hours.
Weren't you on Studio 10 this morning? It's a whole day of Andy on Channel 10.
Mate, if you see Sarah Harris and Carrie Bickmore on the same day, you've been at the station too long.
Stop it.
Well, I just meant.
It's the highlights of your day.
Yeah, sorry. I just meant it's a long, you know.
I'd accidentally got in way too early for Studio 10. 7 advertorials later. And tell you what, my credit card keeps getting debited because I'm like, yeah, I'll buy that. That sounds like...
What, 7 things called a suck and blow?
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like a genuine conversation between two people for the very first time. Yes. Yeah, I'll use that new app that helps me check my credit rating.
You know what my last scissors didn't do? Cut through a shoe.
Exactly. That's what I need.
Finally.
My vacuum doesn't pick up any bowling balls.
I've got bowling balls strewn around my house.
So anyway, yes, the cue tonight, 7:30.
Yeah.
If you can endure the hour of me through the project, you can watch this with the sound down.
I've been seeing the ads with the sound down, and I agree. Is it does it genuinely just take place in this clear cube?
There is a 4x4 meter Perspex cube where skill games and memory games are set up inside, one game at a time.
Yep.
And you've got to work your way through 7 games to win $250,000. Your money doubles every game you go through, but you have to. There's no safe zones. So you have to risk all your money.
So you can
go to the
stop.
Next, okay.
To go to the next thing. And you can stop and you get to see the game before you decide whether you want to play it. So you can.
So what kind of games are we talking about?
Well, there's such a mix. I mean, the ones that I found fascinating were, there were a lot of blindfolded games.
Yep.
Where you might be blindfolded in a corner of the cube. You get to look at the cube beforehand and there's just a barrier or a hurdle in the middle. And all you have to do is
get
walk across the cube and get over it.
But blindfolded.
And you can't lead. You can't pace it out before looking at it. So you've got to judge on your own perception of how many steps it may take. Of course, some people might lose a couple of lives. But what we found is the team...
Oh, sorry. That's a term in the game.
Yeah.
I thought you were like, well, some people will die playing this game. But it is worth it.
I think it's the Hunger Games. It is the Hunger Games.
We lost a few contestants, but it makes for gripping TV.
Has that happened on... That would have happened on game shows, wouldn't it?
Oh. Someone would have passed away, particularly getting the excitement of getting called down for The Price is Right. That'd be a...
Heart attack stuff.
Well, we certainly had some... Because it's so tense, particularly if someone's decided to play for... They've risked, say, $50,000 to play for $100,000.
Yeah. Gosh, that's huge...
There are a mixture of two-player games and one-player games. So if it comes down to a one-player game, you two, if you're a team, you turn to each other and go, do we want to play this? Yes, I think you should go in. And so one person's in there by themselves and the only
playing
way
out... Playing for both of you.
Playing for both. The only way out is with $100,000 or nothing. And
I mean, I'd definitely go in. You'd be hopeless.
How good are
We'd
you
never leave the $100,000 up to you.
What about throwing games? Catching, you'd be fine?
Bickers can't catch.
I can.
The cube premieres tonight at 7:30 on Channel 10. Andy, can you stick around?
Love to.
We need to see a pic from your past.
Yeah.
We need to dive into the archives of your guys' lives. Your life, not your guys'.
A pic from your past is also a good name.
That's a better name.
When was that Wednesday's the best, though?
Where was that?
Go with me, not against me. Work with me. We're in the cube right now. We're a team.
It's called a pick from Wednesday.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Wednesday afternoon. And guys, we usually dive into the archives of your guys' lives, but we've got Andy Lee joining us, so let's dive into his. Do you
remember? Taking a look back at the archives of your guys' lives. When was that? When was that?
And here with a pick from his past, the new name of the segment.
But I need you to know.
That'd be nice. Pick, and then we can just take the pick apart theme song.
Pick a pass, pick a pass, pick a pass, pick a pass.
What's that from? I laughed then. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Do you know that ad?
No.
It was.
And you pick your part and you do it all yourself.
It was pick apart was a place where you drop your car off and you normally get $200 just for any car. And they'd leave a whole range of cars out there. And if your car broke down and you needed the part specifically, you went out to this car yard and searched for your car and you could take the part. So don't leave that
car. Take your tools and do it all yourself.
Exactly. Don't leave that car just lying in a heap. Come to pick up part
where everything's cheap.
Secondhand cars
are cheap. Oh, my God. Yeah. What era? 80s?
Pick a part, pick a part.
Don't pretend that you're much younger than us.
Mate, I don't remember this, okay? He turned 40 yesterday.
Oh, so. Yesterday.
No, yeah, but I didn't turn. Yes, this is. Yeah.
He didn't turn 40, but yeah, I like to say he turned 40.
How old are you?
I told the Tinder girls he turned 44.
The Tinder girls are our cheer squad that we have for our show. They come in here every Tuesday to boost morale.
Tinder girls.
Okay, give us your pick from
your guys' lives.
I've got two, and the first one's just quick, right?
Okay.
This is me as a two-year-old.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah. That's
if you want to zoom in on the, if you want to zoom in on the background on the couch.
What have we got? Oh my God! What is that?
My what brother has photobombed with his penis.
It's you in a onesie being held up by someone, and in the background is your brother lying on a couch with his...
Pick a peen, pick a peen, pick a peen, pick a peen.
Bring your tools.
I just
show me again. Oh, that's weird.
No. You can because it's a can. I think you can.
I can't eat because it's a kid. Yeah, well,
no. Actually, no, it sounds even worse. Yeah. But you can.
Just not without enthusiasm.
But what was amazing was Dad sent that through the family and went, hey, great to see this as a two-year-old because my brother's son, my nephew is a two-year-old. And then no one saw the surprise peen in the background on my shoulder pretty much. And as soon as you see it, you can't unsee it.
But I can imagine you could go through decades and have that photo and no one noticed a peen in the background.
No one had ever noticed it until Dad sent it around more recently.
This recently, yeah.
The pinch and zoom feature makes it much easier to spot such things.
Because
otherwise you've got to move it right across your face.
Has he come along over the years?
he's come along, if you know what I mean. I want to see
still
if I
feel uncomfortable that you had to ask Carrie for your phone back.
Well, I wanted to show you another photo from that we found in a similar rain. Oh, I'm not sure about it. I'll get it to you guys. But
we'll get you back next week.
Just turn into a peen shot segment.
I saw a picture of my mum sent around a picture of her pregnant with me, and it was just the most beautiful picture. And she's in a bikini, and she's pregnant with me with her belly out. And it was only until I posted that online going, this is mum pregnant me, where someone goes, we like her penis. And you realise her thumb is played, like she's got her thumb on her hip. And it does look like, it looks exactly like she has just got her wang out. Anyway, so it runs the family. Anyway, this is not.
Well, now I need to see that. I want to see your mum's wang as well as your brother's.
We dig in to the peens of your guys' lives.
I'm going to take this away because unfortunately I took it down that path. But this is the photo that I want to show. Do you want to show Tommy first?
Yeah. You go.
It's me, 8 years old.
Standing on a boogie board. Yep. Not an ocean in sight.
Not an ocean in sight.
On
and
the fashion of the time.
The fashion of time. Lovely. You wear those shorts.
Oh,
these
you're
days.
So cute.
Huge head. And
in proportion, though.
Right arm in...
In plaster cast. Yes.
And the backstory for this, Dad loved me challenging my fears. We went out a couple of days before into the ocean. He took me all the way out the back and he said, okay, you're going to catch your wave.
You're so... How old are you?
I think I'm about eight.
Yeah.
Seven or eight. So I go for it. He goes, let's do a big one. No problem. Go for it. Get dumped on the rocks. Break my arm. kind of waddle back to me. He goes, oh, you're right. It's like, yeah, I've got a sore arm. He goes, just rub it. Just rub it. So I'm rubbing it going, oh, it hurts a bit. He's like, nah, just keep rubbing it. We play on the water. I'm like, nah, it really hurts, Dad. So we go home. Doesn't take me to hospital or anything. Wake up the next day and I go, hey, Dad, my arm's still a bit sore. And he's like, just keep rubbing it. It'll be fine. We're back to the ocean went to the water. I said, no, Dad, I'm going to have to say it's really sore. He's like, oh, gosh, ruined the holiday. But, yeah, we'll go to the doctor. broken arm.
Also, rubbing is not good advice for any scenario.
You always say it to kids,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, just rub it. It'll make you feel better.
So, it was about 40 hours of rubbing my broken arm before.
That's probably how you broke it. You probably rubbed it into a break.
Break you had, bone break in your childhood?
I had a lot of accidents, but I think that's the only bone break. Yeah, I had other things like dislocated knees and I had 13 stitches on my bottom. God.
What? How?
I also knackered myself on a bike and ruptured my urethra.
Stop it.
And it
My God.
I didn't realize.
Well, go on. It's the theme of the show. Get this photo out.
Tackle talk. It begins again.
That's a better name.
Come back next week for peens from the past.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right across the country this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're still joined by Andy Lee.
Yes, we were going to let you go, Andy, until you started telling us this story that we decided was too good to hear off air and we needed to share with the people.
I'll tell it quickly because it's a long story, but so knackered myself on a bike and ruptured my urethra.
Stop it.
And 12 years later, the scar tissue buildup completely cut off the urethra so I couldn't wee at all. And you know,
you're full of urine at the moment.
Not funny, but it's horrible.
It was Hamish and my, I think, first year of radio. And you know how you go to the toilet in the ad break before
this
the news?
This is a lot of information.
So I've gone in to go to the toilet and I'm like, it's 5 minutes of news, I'll be fine. 5 minutes of ads, I'll be fine. Couldn't wee. I'm like, oh my gosh. Then the news starts. I'm like, this is really, really bad.
Painful or just,
no,
or
just nothing
coming out of the holes
exactly.
in your body?
Yeah, exactly.
That's out my belly button. That's not right.
Like a fountain. Anyway, I push as hard as I can.
Oh, gosh.
This clot comes out. Blood just goes everywhere.
Oh, my God. A clot's come out. What are you doing? You know we're on air.
I wrap my area in toilet paper and I run in.
Rub it? You didn't rub it?
And I run into the show and the news finishes. I'm like, good afternoon. Hamish, Danny, driving you home. And Hamish's looking at me and we get to the first song and he goes, gee, you cut it fine, mate. You cut it fine. I was like, yeah. Just so you know, currently bleeding from my penis. He's like, right. I go, what happens? Like, just nothing was coming out. It closed off. And he said, you know what? We should flush it out. Flush it out. He goes, just start drinking water. He's like, good idea. So I start
drinking. Why do you take advice from all these people that aren't doctors?
Yeah, sure, you at least throw it to phones, 13, 10, 60.
So unfortunately for me, two operations later, they took 6 square centimetres from the inside of my cheek. They grafted it into my doodle. And I had to do it.
You got a cheek dig, mate.
Yes. Hamish is convinced I can taste anything when I wee. But it's a cautionary tale for when your brother, when you're 12, puts an extra brick under the plank when you're on your BMS bikes and goes, you test the jump first and we'll see if it works. Tell him no, you test it first. Because coming down on the
oh
bar
my God.
was cost me a lot of money and a lot of time.
Well, I've never had a guest where we finished the chat and I've got ghost pains in my penis. I've never had that before.
I know. This is probably inappropriate for family.
It's perfect for Tackle Talk. It's the exact kind of gear you want.
The Cube premieres tonight at 7:30 on Channel 10. Andy Lee, thank you, mate.
Oh, pleasure.
Now we have to talk about it on the project at least.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And coming up a little bit later on, $1,900 up for grabs in the time game.
Right now, I have the secret to living a long life.
Oh.
How do you live to 105 years old and even beat COVID along the way?
Is this one of those stories about, like, is it an old woman who's smoked a cigar a day or something?
She's gone really against it. This old woman is born in Hawaii, lives in New Jersey. She's just beaten COVID. And they were asked how she's lived so long. She brushes her teeth with baking soda. Until she was 99, she'd never had a cavity.
Brushes her teeth
with baking soda. Drinks aloe juice straight from the container. But here's the kicker. Here's the way she's lived to 105 years old. She said she eats 9 gin-soaked golden raisins every single morning.
gin soaked golden raisins.
She has a jar of raisins soaked in gin, and every morning she has 9 of them.
Do you reckon she's not telling us about a few of those? I reckon she says she's had
raisin on the side,
or she just drinks the juice, the raisin juice.
She also said pray. So any of those options, have a crack.
Yeah, I'll just stick to the gin raisins, thanks.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Wednesday afternoon.
Mate,
it's Carrie.
Don't interrupt her. She's still got more singing to do. Keen.
She was saying, "Looking for you, babe," and Jess was like, "Here I am.
Hello.
I'm just here. I'm here, mate."
So busy, mum over here. Yeah.
Yes, busiest in Australia.
Yeah. My kids, I think, have worked out that their mum and dad are too busy to parent.
Mm.
So they've begun taking matters into their own hands.
What are they doing?
So last week I went for a run in the morning and Chris was kind of rousing. Is that the expression?
Arousing?
No, he wasn't arousing. He was rousing.
Oh, slowly getting out
yes.
of bed.
Yes. And I said, and the girls are up, Addie, who's yep. 2, and Evie, who's nearly 6. And I said, "Are you good with the girls?" And he said, "Yep, sorted." I went for a run. As I was walking back up my street 45 minutes later, I opened our group WhatsApp and there was a message from our producer, Belle, saying, "Oh, my God, so cute." And it was a photo screenshot she'd taken of Chris's Instagram. And it was a picture of our daughters, not Belle and I's, Chris and I's daughters, in the kitchen standing with all the ingredients you would need to make breakfast. Yeah. They'd pulled their little chairs up. They had oats. They had bowls. They had milk. They had tomato sauce. I'm not sure why. And they made their own breakfast.
Great.
The full thing.
Perfect.
It looked disgusting. And I walked in the door and they were all having the time of their life.
That's great. Isn't this great? You don't have to do breakfast anymore.
Good, except for I did then have to have a chat about hot things and say they couldn't use a microwave and couldn't use a stove because I thought that was just 1 second away from ending.
Well,
not
one
being,
of
not
two.
Being such an Instagram pic, you know,
yes.
being more of a hospital emergency.
Yes.
But then on the weekend, I was looking at Evie's hair and I was like, "Have you got a fringe?" She was like, "Oh, yeah." I said, what happened?
And you haven't?
No. She had a trim before school started, and the smallest trim. She's got very long hair, and she's got this short patch right up near the top of her head. She said, "Oh, I got a knot in there. I just thought easy to cut it." I said, "What?"
Sharp scissors.
I don't know when, but she keeps twisting her fingers around her hair at night, and then she gets this matted knot, and it often takes me ages to pick it out. The other day I had a toothpick. I was trying to pick it all out. I had to cut some with scissors. She just saw the knot, went and got the big scissors from the drawer.
Not
you know how
the,
we
mate,
keep our
not the pube scissors,
pube scissors in the cooking drawer?
Oh, mate.
And she just chopped it off. So now she has half a fringe on one side.
That's cool, though.
Happy as Larry about it.
Okay. Is it cool? It sounds quite hipster.
Yeah, I mean, we're not that hipster a family.
Oh, so you're worrying she's bringing the reputation
of
your family
down? No, I mean, maybe
down.
She's leading the way. Maybe right. I'll start doing that.
Well, give your hair a chop while you're here.
I have already have.
No, but like uneven. We need to go, hey, I know what you're saying because you've started Carrie's cuts. Let's get Evie to cut your hair.
Oh, my God, imagine
that's such a great idea.
She could cut yours. You're wanting a new look.
No, I'm not.
Aren't you?
No.
I thought that's what you were saying to the...
No, she wants me to have a new. The hair person here at 10 out of 10 wants me to have a new.
Oh,
I think it's subtly a way of saying, yeah, can you change your head?
But I realised, I think sometimes kids just take matters into their own hands. They know mum and dad are busy. They might be with a friend and they're like, should we just, you know.
Mm. Should we just drive the car ourselves and pick up the fish and chips?
131060. When have your kids taken matters into their own hands?
Great.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Little Mix's Hair this afternoon. It is Carrie and Tommy. Pretty apt song to be going
is
in.
Is that called Hair?
Yeah.
How funny, because we're talking about my daughter Evie, who's decided to take matters in her own hands. She got a few knots in hair. She just grabbed the kitchen scissors and off came her hair.
Yes.
She now has a fringe.
Yes.
Looks good, actually. Works well for her. We're asking on 131060, when has your kid taken matters into their own hands? Chrissy, talk to us.
Hello.
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 Hi, guys. How are you going?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Okay, have I got a story for you?
Thank you.
Well, my 9-year-old daughter decided to cut herself bangs. I cut my bangs, Mum. I said, but you don't have bangs, honey. She goes, but I do now. And she had beautiful long hair, and now she's got 2 little short bits on either side that tuck behind her ears. Very cute.
Isn't that the Evie, or is Evie only done one side?
Evie's done mostly one side, but it did concern me because she didn't even, she was very nonchalant about it. And it appears to me she may go again at some other point. Yes. And so now I'm thinking, do I encourage her just to even it out next time, do both sides? Does it look better that it's even, Chrissy?
No. Hide the scissors, Carrie. Hide the scissors forever.
Hide the scissors. Oh,
is it, Chrissy? Does Carrie have like more things to look forward to? Is this the start of just doing many tasks?
Yeah, because she then did a TikTok asking everyone if she should cut the rest to even it up.
Yeah, she's doing her own TikTok. Yeah. Carrie, you can't even do that. G'day, Lana. G'day, Lana.
Hello, how you going?
Yeah, great. What's your kid doing?
So when my now 4.5-year-old was about 3, I was feeding her younger brother in his bedroom and she decided to pop herself in the shower.
Wow. I mean, my kids take themselves off to the shower often, and now I realise that that is something I meant to be doing with them, isn't it?
Oh, what age do you stop?
I don't know. I haven't showered them in a long time. They just walk in the shower, turn it on. Get out, dry themselves and get changed.
Are you still showering with all your kids like you used to?
No, just Ollie. No, I'm not. I'm not showering with Ollie anymore.
Yeah, good.
No, that would be weird.
Are you? No, you're saying like you are.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm actually not.
Okay.
Yeah,
good. Just to be sure.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Ooh.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Wednesday afternoon. Doing it all thanks to Skechers Go Walk Arch Fit, available in lace-up and slip-on designs. You can try them now in-store or shop online at skechers.com.au.
But what are we doing now, Jess?
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
And the prize jackpots weekly. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$1,900?
Whoa.
Wow. Dang.
I wonder what that is in Roman numerals.
Oh, XXX. I'm not sure. Sorry.
1111?
I don't know.
00.
131060, if you want to get involved. I believe, well, of course, we've got the $1,900 on the line. We've got something a little extra on the line as well.
Yeah, everyone who plays the time game today will get a $100 Skechers voucher as well.
But only if they stop it on exactly 5 seconds.
No, it's just for everyone that takes part,
okay.
Isn't it?
That sounds better. Yeah, great.
Call us now.
It's Gary and Tommy. We'll do it next.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Wednesday afternoon, and we're doing this.
Time, full mind, banana, full fine, fee, fine, full mind. Time game. Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Yes, and guys, everyone who plays today, $100 Skechers voucher. You can conquer that extra K with Skechers' new Go Walk Arch Fit lace up or slip on. Try them now in store or shop online at skechers.com.au.
But $1,900 still up for grabs as well. Oscar, are you ready to play the time game?
Oh, okay. I think I'm ready.
Here okay. Have some confidence, Oscar. Come on.
I've got confidence. Let's do it.
Okay.
Go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Stop.
Okay. Oh. It's the first counting out aloud we've heard.
Hey, however you count time is
fine. Yeah, I don't mind it. Oscar, were you watching your clock as well, or was that just in your head?
Just in my head. I've got a good, because I play music. I'm pretty, like, got the
can
idea.
Can keep
of
time. Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Can you? Let's find out. Yeah. Jesse.
Okay. Mm. 5.
Ooh.
Points.
Ooh.
3-8.
Ooh. Not pretty as good as time as you thought, Oscar, but good try.
Yes. Some Skechers love coming your way. G'day, Kenzie.
Hi. How you going?
Yeah, we're pretty good. More importantly, how is your relationship with time?
Well, it hasn't been a very friendly to my face, but
oh, Kenzie.
It's time talking smack about you behind your back.
Oh, no one can talk smack. I can do it myself.
Okay. Well, Kenzie, you just need to tell us when exactly 5 seconds is up. Jesse, over to you.
Go.
Now.
This will be interesting because if she does get this, she said now, not stop. Do we have like any rules? No, I don't think it matters.
Kenzie.
It's a pretty loose game,
Kenzie.
I think you'll be all right.
Absolutely okay.
Yeah.
All right. 5,
Oof.
Point.
Oof.
3-6.
Oh, lots of
Is that exactly
threes.
The same? Did Oscar have 0.38?
3-8.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Kenzie. Some sketches love coming your way.
Tarsia, are you there?
Yep. Hey, how are you going?
Good. Ready to play?
Sure. I'm a bit nervous, but I'm ready.
Don't be.
Don't be nervous.
Okay, Jess, take it away.
Start.
Nervous. Stop.
Ooh. How are you going to spend the money, Tarsia?
Definitely go towards my car insurance. I'm just quit my job, so I need some money for that.
Okay. Let's see. I felt a bit long to me because how do you reckon?
I don't know. I just wanted to get it.
Okay. Well, Jesse?
Definitely getting some sketches, though. Yeah. That'll help.
5.
Ooh.
Points.
Oh.
2-6.
Oh, we are getting closer.
Do we have time for one more?
Yes, we do.
Lisa, you ready to play?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Am I?
I mean,
I hope you are because we're about to play. Jesse, start the clock.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, I liked it with a question mark.
Stop.
By the look on Jesse's face, Lisa,
yeah,
you are incredibly close. Is it the closest of today, Jesse?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Lisa, mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen.
He looks pretty happy, doesn't he?
He looks. He's either forgotten to start the clock.
He's pressing some buttons, which makes me think he's trying to find the winner sound effect because he hasn't had that ready to go yet.
It'll be tension.
Tension bed. He got a tension bed. Yep, he found it.
5.
Right. Oh,
points.
Oh.
2-5.
Oh. Hey, let's quickly go to CC. G'day, CC.
Hi.
CC, have you heard in previous weeks callers play the time game?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And do you think each time you listen, are you like, oh, gosh, I could do so much better than this?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to be really confident.
No, because 5 seconds is so quick but so slow at the same time.
Okay. Okay, you haven't filled me with confidence yet, but I'm still thinking positively, CC.
Every call we've taken today has been better and better each time.
Yes.
So CC's on the money.
I think I'm the one then.
Okay. Yeah. Start.
Right. Stop.
Oh, my gosh.
CC, how did that feel?
I didn't get it.
I reckon it's really close but not bang on because Jesse's got that I can't believe that it's almost kind of about it.
I think I had a nap. I don't know what even happened there. You said stop.
I think it's 5.0 something is what I reckon it is.
Well, do you reckon it's gone just slightly too quick? Are we down to the 4s?
5.
Oh.
Point.
Oh.
0.
Oh!
Yeah, I thought so.
2.
Oh!
CC, you're incredible.
Oh, thanks.
We're just going to keep your name somewhere, CC, because if we're still playing this game in 20 years' time, I reckon you're the closest we would have gotten. You'll get something.
Oh, thanks.
That's a real... really making CC wait
out. 20 years' time.
It's a real long game there, CC.
Chat to you there,
and not even
CC.
Something good, just something.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't do the math on how much it would be worth then.
Carrie and Tommy. Driving you home this Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, because we need to talk about you ruining my life systematically.
I know. I remember I was helping you because you said that perhaps you need a PA to run your Tinder for the first initial interactions with the lovely ladies because you're time poor and I offered my services.
It was a hypothetical about one of my friends, Sommy, and then you thought, well, we'll try this out together.
Now,
and
I didn't should know. Preface this if you haven't heard us talk about this before. Yeah. I've never been on Tinder, so I didn't even know how it worked.
She says. Okay, that's fine. But then I was wary at the start, and you promised me that you were going to try and do good work.
I did.
Mate.
You didn't help me at all. I said, how do you normally start your interactions? And you gave me nothing, so I just went off my own gut.
You wrote things like yo, yo, yo.
Isn't that something you'd say?
No.
No?
No,
hey,
no.
I did a lot of hey. Hey, dot, dot, dot. How's your day?
And then, no, you didn't. You went straight to this. Look at this. you wrote, hey, and then this lovely lady wrote back and said, hey, how was your Monday? Did you hit the ground running? And then you wrote back yesterday and you wrote, drunk, it's my birthday today. Woohoo! And then she wrote a few back. And then all you wrote last night was, 44 today, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, spring chicken, and then an emoji. And then to hammer that
I'm trying
home.
To use different emojis. See, yes. I used a chicken emoji.
You did.
Didn't
you
I?
Used a chicken.
Yes.
Mate, what are you doing? You're not. You what, said you were trying to find me, love.
What was the response you got?
Ha ha, indeed. Fine wines get better with age.
See? Great Plus, chat.
She thinks I'm really 44.
But then when she sees you and you say that you're only 43, is it?
You're a jerk.
When you say you're only mid-30s, it'll be even better. It's like you're underselling yourself. And then when you see her in real life, the opposite of what normally happens on Tinder is what's going to happen.
Mate, this other one
be better IRL.
This other one wrote...
first time I've ever used that. felt weird.
I was just letting it go. Producer Caitlin, how would you feel if you stumbled across this person on Tinder? And you just got a message that said, it's my birthday today, unprompted. It's my birthday today. Clap your hands, 42, yay. And then party emoji.
Well, I would think, geez, they're old and I probably don't want to date them at that age.
Well, she wrote back, happy birthday, exclamation mark. You do not look 42 because I'm not. Don't you find Tinder the most interesting social experiment, almost like Survivor?
Oh.
So, I think she said Survivor because she thinks I'm close to death at 42.
Hey, can I just say, though, she's already started a conversation with you about something interesting based on how I responded to her.
Mate.
So how do your normal interactions go?
What do you mean?
Tell me what you would normally write to a woman, your first message.
Mate, you said you were going to take this seriously.
No, I'm asking you genuinely. What would, if hey or how's your Monday's not right.
I'd ask her questions about her. I'm 42, woohoo.
Your first message to a girl is usually just your very first one.
Something about her. How's your day going? How's your week going? What's the most exciting thing in your week? Something about her.
Okay. And then what usually happens with these interactions?
I don't know.
They end up well or bad?
Well, they end up better than them thinking I'm in my 40s.
Yeah, but here you've got Survivor chat happening.
Mate. Okay, do you want to keep going?
I mean, I don't think you want me to.
I just think...
I'm now getting people DMing me because I also said happy 40th to you on my Instagram last...
Mate.
I had so much fun yesterday. I've got people DMing me now asking about your age and inquiring about you. It's a conversation starter, mate.
I don't want to date pensioners.
Carrie and Tommy.
That's what we're doing for you Wednesday afternoon. And coming up very soon, we're celebrating 2 weeks of LGBTQIA+ art, theatre, film, talks and more at Mardi Gras 2021. Full festival details at mardigras.org.au. We're going to invite someone else along with us. Very shortly.
Mm. You could be a lucky person that is joining us for the parade at Mardi Gras.
Get your tassels ready.
Get your tassels ready. Get your flames ready. Get your wings ready. Get your glitter ready. Good to go. That is up next right now.
You had a bit of a party last night, didn't you?
Mate, I had my parents over for dinner for my birthday. Yes! That's what happens when you get to your mid-40s. And my dad has a habit of like... Even though it's my birthday, just insulting is his go-to thing.
It's a form of love, though.
Do you reckon?
Yes.
The first thing he said to me, he goes, oh, I watched the show tonight, as in the project. Mm. Waleed had the best night. He had the best, funniest line of the night. And
which
I was like,
what?
Oh, okay. And I went, Dad, it's my birthday. And he went, yeah, but it was the line where he said this, and he said something about Craig Kelly. And I was like, oh, yeah. And Mum goes, oh, Ian, piss off. It's his birthday. and then Dad looked at the side of my head, and he goes, because you know how he's blind.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's colorblind.
No, he's blind. Yeah.
And you're just colorblind.
Yes. Hopefully with the other one. Still to look forward to. And he goes, geez, I know you're getting grey. When it's this bad, right? And I said, what? And Dad, mind you, has a full head of white hair.
Yeah, but he is what? How old?
Oh, 80.
Yeah, well, you're only mid-40s with greys, you know?
And he said, when I can see your greys and I'm blind, that's how grey you're getting.
Ouch.
I know.
Did you say anything nice?
Nah, it was a pretty quick dinner.
You showed him the door? Would your dad like to come to Mardi Gras?
Ooh. It's not a bad idea. Of course, he is blind enough that we could put him anywhere and tell him it's Mardi Gras. Just set him off down a main street in Parramatta and say, yeah, Dad, sure, it's Mardi Gras. Keep those nipple tassels on.
Giving away our next ticket next.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Don't wanna kiki keep us out, can't hold us down anymore.
Carrie and Tommy, light up, fire up, rise up.
We gotta ride, 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 ride so we fall.
To the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah, Beckers. We've already met the first people that are going to be parading with us, and it is time to do it again.
I'm so excited about this. Going to Mardi Gras, light up, fire up, rise up, people, because Mardi Gras 2021 is going to be epic. Jesse, are you ready to call our next parader?
We are dialing.
Hello, Sean speaking.
G'day, Sean.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks. It's not just me here.
Hey, Sean.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Oh, she doesn't know who you are.
No, I did. I was just too nervous.
Hey, Sean, what are you up to? What are you doing?
Nothing much. I'm just out of the park with my son trying to stop him from running away while I'm on the phone.
Okay. Well, make sure you do keep one eye on your son.
Yeah.
But what are you doing like in a couple of weeks?
Nothing much. Yeah. Just probably working, but I think I've got next weekend off.
That's
perfect for us.
It is because, Sean.
Yeah.
You are coming to parade with us at Mardi Gras.
Oh, that's so exciting. Thank you very much.
Who are you going to bring, Sean?
I did put in my application that I would want to bring my cousin. He had helped me. He came out in, I think, 2015. And since then, he's just been an absolutely wonderful help, you know, with everything. With my son growing up, I really want to make sure that he, you know, is accepting of everyone. And there is so many things to teach him about the community and everything. And so he is the first that I ask, you know, oh, is this okay to say? Is this okay? You know, he's always giving me tips on, you know, websites to go and visit and YouTube things to watch. So I did want to take him, but he's already going. So I'm thinking that I might take his sister, my other cousin. She might come, and she's a really good dancer, so she might be a help.
We do want someone with good dance skills, Sean, because ours aren't that great.
Yes.
Just quickly tell us.
No, neither am I. You'll have to teach me a few things.
How important is the LGBTQI+ community for you?
Yeah, it's really important. You know, for a little while, I myself, question things and, you know, having those conversations with people can be really difficult. So obviously having, you know, Shannon be able to help me with that, it was wonderful. But I know there are a lot of people out there that don't have that person to, I'm trying not to get choked up. it's hard to have those conversations when you don't have someone there to support you. So I want to be able to put out into the world as much love and help so that people don't have to stress about talking to people about something that makes them who they are.
Love, health, and some bad dancing sounds like a great combination.
That's it. Yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Can't wait to meet you, Sean. See you on the dance floor.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
If anyone else would like to come along, carrieandtommy.com.au as we celebrate 2 weeks of LGBTQIA+ art, theatre, film, talks and more at Sydney Mardi Gras 2021. Full festival details at mardigras.org.au.
Headed out for a long walk? Put Carrie and Tommy in your ears. And for supportive comfort for your feet, slip on or lace up the new Skechers Go Walk Arch Fit.